Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, but I had to talk about it because it's something that goes on
a lot in this world. I'm just one of millions of people create, but I'm one of millions who have to dealt with put downs and people doing everything they can to stop my music from being a success. And, you know, I have to continue to do it because a bad or evil person, a sociopath, loves to take away dreams because they themselves are losers and they refuse to do something or be something that is constructive, and they want to take away my dreams because they refuse to take responsibility for their talent, and they want to stop me from taking responsibility for mine. And that's not fair. Negative and good people are on this planet, but I believe most people are good and positive. They will never take away someone's talent or to try to hinder someone's potential, like mine as an artist or in any other genre or as an intellectual or et cetera, because of their, you know, self-loathing motives. It's not fair. In response, I have to continue to create. And in response, if I see someone, and I have seen people, and I do know people who create, I'm not going to take away their dreams. I'm not going to inhibit their expression. If I did that, I won't be only hurting myself. The truth of the matter is that I deal with it every day. A comment about my songwriting is not good enough. I can't sing. Too old. I don't know how to deal with people. I'm too racist. All that is false. I'm open-minded. I'm talented. I'm positive, and I deserve to see my dreams come true, and so do everybody. And that's the way life should be. And part of the reason why that's the way life should be is love. We gotta love one another, but most importantly, start from thyself. See, I have to love myself. And when I love myself, I can honestly say that is why I fell in love with you.
True love, are
was a great song I written. And I wanted to tell you that that is why I fell in love with you, and I really want to be with you. I'm both on the Slow Evolution of Death Knight. It's available on EP. The EP is available now. It's on iTunes, Google Play, and many other websites. So I hope you will consider listening to it. You can listen to it on Spotify. It's free. You know, hope you consider listening to it at your own pace. You know, I also listen to other people's music, and I get invited to listen to other people's, you know, forums, and I keep an open mind. I also buy other people's music as well. So, for the music lover as well as the musician, we all belong together. Well, anyway, back to what I was saying about going for your dream. I don't think any dream is a pipe dream if it has happened to many people at different ages and different times in many years. Of course, there is a realism of what we can or can't do with our lives, but still, anything is possible on this planet. But the point I'm trying to make is that creation of music, paintings, etc., is important because it helps the soul, it helps the mind, the body. And I do it, so I've been doing it for many years, so it really is a great expression. And it keeps me together. Because art is such a profound institution on this planet, and without art it'd be hard to survive, in particular for me, because I create it. And the reason why I'm saying that is because we can't take it away, our dream away from somebody, because we only going to hurt ourselves. Let me talk about at this stage in this broadcast about myself in particular. You know, I'm officially at Dove Needs Love 22 at yahoo.com and at DoveNeedsLove 22 Twitter, or at Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter. That's where I'm at. I'm no longer at Doves 42 or Doves 318. Those Twitter emails I'm no longer at. So if you want to contact me about anything, contact me at DoveNeedsLove22. You know, it's a great joy to create, and the Slow Evolution of Dove Knight has, you know, it's a mixture, a little, you know. You have these two pop songs you just heard. The other songs are kind of, you know, it's rock and roll, and I'm a rocker at heart. Kind of, you know, talk about different things. You know, like Outkast and Tragedy, and Unique, they talk about, you know, issues in general. Like Unique deals with the experience of discrimination. It talks about discrimination and still having hope in thyself despite the discrimination. I'll play Unique in the near future. It is available on iTunes. You can hear it on Spotify. Look at DoveNightGHT, Slow Evolution of Dove Knight. You'll see it, and you'll play Unique. It is a true tale of my experience with a Hollywood A&R person, and it is a true tale of the record business with one person, particular person. And it's just about believing in thyself and despite the obstacles. Tragedy is not what I am. It's just believing in thyself despite the setbacks, you know. And tragedy is not what I am, and unique are very similar because it's, you know, setbacks. It deals with, you know, a person dealing with issues that, you know, affect their chances to be successful in this world. You know, discrimination and unique, the way I look, to, you know, not doing well in school or hanging out with the wrong crowd. And tragedy is not what I am. Can't clearly reference to what I was talking about earlier in this broadcast about dream killers. Stay away from dream killers. I deal with them all the time. They don't want individuals, and I don't want me to be a successful singer, songwriter, or making in the music industry. They don't want me to be an intellectual. They don't want me to be, and I can't let that happen. It's not fair. You know, if they want to waste their lives away and be a loser or do nothing, then fine. But don't try to make me a loser or stop my dreams from happening. That wouldn't be fair. But regardless of where a person's standing in this world, economically or whatever, we all got to be respectful of others. And a creative person deserves to have that chance at the breast ring. And part of that belief in thyself is loving thyself and loving another person. Because you know that as you listen to me out there in Twitter land and Facebook, that you are all very good people, or whoever listening to this, whether it's live or taped, that we are all good people. We all deserve the best. And when you deserve the best, you want to appreciate and enjoy the sense of having love in your life. First, you gotta love yourself before you can love someone else. And when you love someone else, which is so important, because we gotta have somebody to be with, soulmate. I mean, it keeps us, you know, keeps our, you know, shit together. We feel good. You know, we feel good. And, you know, it's a feeling of wanting to see it last forever. And surely it can. True love can last forever.
Because you're on my mind.
this is Dub 9, and thank you for listening. I wanted to say we're all important. We are all beautiful in our own way. Whether you're white or black, gay or straight, man or woman, disabled or not disabled, employed or unemployed, Latin, Chinese, whatever. You like rock, pop, country, R&B, whatever kind of music you like, or whatever background you come from. We are all important. That is important because creativity enhances and feels through each person. That's how we grasp and become truly one. And music can bring people together. And that's what I see. Forever Other Time is a universal message of telling a soulmate that you love them and finding the right person. It was great to write that. I hope every one of you have a happy Hanukkah, because it's Hanukkah time. Yes. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Ramadan, wherever you are, if you're listening to America around the world. I wish you all the best these holidays. And last, but certainly not least, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, too. Because we all deserve to be happy. God bless you all. Take care from Dove Night.